Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about all things positive, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why I can't say every Wednesday morning. That's why most Wednesday mornings you can find this podcast with me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host and pregnant. Did we cut that out? Heather, she's my wife. I can take it out. Let me take it out.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's a positive thing. Stressful thing, but positive. Yeah. And we have... Sorry. We have failed many a times lately on trying to keep up with this. So we're not going to make any promises. Jesus said, let our yes be yes and our no be no. And you probably don't trust us for our yeses and our nos right now. So we're going to try and do this podcast as often as possible. Hopefully. Summers are wild.
I'm ready for summer to be over.
We're going to take our podcast equipment to camp.
No, we are not.
Okay, we're going to plan a podcast before that. Good idea?
Yes.
Okay. We have church camp coming up in 12 days. We're super pumped about it. It's going to be a little bit different than the church camp we're used to. Shout out to Indian Creek Youth Camp, Pink Monkey Week. But it's going to be a little bit more low-key, I think, than that. But yeah, we're really excited. That's coming up. We're in our house. Actually, this is our first podcast in the new house, or some podcasters say their new studio, which we're at our new dining room table, which is actually a really old table. It's fun because this table used to be like two leaves ago. It was pretty big, but we took two leaves of them. Well, how would you explain it?
They're like end things that lift up and legs that fold out underneath it to make it longer. But we took the two end sides off.
Yeah, I thought it was some pretty cool old school carpentry that was done with this table. But we took all of it off, and then it separates in the middle to add a leaf. And so we separated the middle and added a leaf. And now it's a really cool square table, which is fun. We didn't need a huge dining room table because usually if we invite a family over, it's just the adults that sit at the table.
Yep.
And we make the kids go sit somewhere else. So,
yeah,
we're going to have to figure that one out a little bit more. Yeah, we're in our new house. We love it. Super awesome. The girls love it. They have a pool now. By pool, I mean they have an 8-foot Intex blow up pool.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't worry about, we couldn't have a pool at our rent house because I didn't want to kill all the grass, but we can just kill the grass we own. That's fine.
It's whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever.
They swim every day. They're happy.
It's fun. It's a little, we've never had this type of pool.
Yeah.
It's lasting more than a day or two.
I know.
So
it's doing pretty good.
Yeah. And we've had one grass cutting at our new house so far, so positives. We did our first walk, Heather and I, around our neighborhood today. It was fun.
It was harder than normal.
It was only a mile, but it's just, we hadn't done it in a long time either.
Oh.
What else is going on in our life that's positive? Everything.
I bought curtains.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever bought curtains.
Nope.
In a long time.
Nope, you never have.
Yep.
Well, curtains for downstairs.
Yeah.
You've never bought curtains for downstairs.
Yep.
We got to be a part of a baptism last night. That was super fun. We were studying with a couple. Heather came for our second study. It was super fun. It was awesome. Here's why it was awesome. Because the husband and wife wanted to get baptized. And I said, well, husband, I'm going to baptize you. and then you're going to baptize your wife. And he was like, oh, snap. And I was like, I know how you feel right now because that happened to me like 10 years ago. So, yeah. And it was awesome. Super emotional. I was super happy to be a part of it. And their kids got to watch too, which is even cooler. But it was super fun and super thankful. And yeah, that was a big win.
Yep.
Our men's study is over. So that's another big win. It was very, I think, fruitful. Got to learn a lot on leading like the Lord. Had a good group of men that would come. Oh, and here's a big win. Ladies' Bible studies. So much fun.
I know. The summer one has been my favorite.
To all the guys out there, preachers, or teach a ladies' Bible class. Super fun. It may just be the congregation we're at, but the ladies here are super smart, and they're always eager to listen and learn, and it's been fun. We've had childcare too, so a lot of moms have been able to come, and that's been super cool. So yeah. What else?
The girls are starting to sleep later again.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Their room is the biggest room in the house.
For a minute there, they were... Georgia Sunday got up at 5.
Yeah.
And she was in her bathroom, brushing her hair, dressed for church. And I was like, I walked out to go get coffee. And I was like, what are you doing? And she said, the Yodo said it was 9. And I was like, Georgia, if it was 9, we would have gotten you up by now. So the clock on the Yodo needs to be fixed. And I haven't done that. And I don't know how. But, oh well.
Yeah. We have internet again. We went without internet for a little bit. That was interesting. But I think what they were trying to do was get the fiber connected to, so we live in a new addition to a neighborhood, and it's really cool, and I think I've already explained it before, but we live right next to our church building that we work at, and so every night we walk up, there's like a little archway window, and we can see the massive steeple out the arch. It's phenomenal.
It is really cool.
I hope they never build houses across the road from us, which is very unlikely, but I don't think it'll block the steeple, though.
I don't know.
Nah, that'd be a monster house. But it's been super convenient. I drive 1 mile to work, and it's mainly just going around the neighborhood to get to it. Like, I'm probably 300 yards from the door to get into the church, but I have to drive a mile around to get to it. It's awesome. I like it. I don't have to drive on crazy roads. We're right next to more of this stuff. We don't really ever have to get on the interstate anymore, which is nice.
I know. Oh, Georgia graduated from physical therapy.
Yeah.
That is a win. Now she just has to do them on her own.
Yeah. So Heather doesn't have to drive to the middle of...
the worst road ever. Yeah.
If you live in Clarksville, if you've never been to Clarksville, there's like three main veins that go north and south. Kinda. Yeah. Three main roads that go north and south. And then there's three main veins. Well, I guess you can consider. So there's four exits. There's exit 11, which is where we live. Then there's exit 8, which is another popular area. Then there's exit four is Wilma Rudolph, which has all the stuff. They put literally everything on one road.
Yep.
So all your main restaurants, all your main shopping, your Sam's, your Target, your Aldi, all that stuff is on one exit. And then exit 1 is where Fort Campbell. A lot of Fort Campbell people live, and it's very busy. And so it's interesting how they set it up. But yeah, we live on the southern side of Clarksville in a community called Sango, which is still kind of, we're kind of in the country. Not really.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're no country.
We're like, you can
Heather
drive.
And I have realized we're non-country livers. We love the country.
You can drive 10 minutes and be in the country.
I still want to drive west and go into Dover.
I want to go to that coffee shop in Dover.
Let's do it. Saturday morning.
Okay.
It wouldn't be that bad.
Okay.
I just want to go see the land between. I want to go see like Kentucky Lake and stuff too.
Oh. Okay.
We can drive out to Dover. That'd be fun.
I've never been to Dover.
Yeah. There's a Dover Grill too.
Hmm.
But
I'm just really into breakfast.
We
right
could
now.
Drive over to Paris, Tennessee, which is right past Dover, and go take a picture in front of the mini Eiffel Tower that they have. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've had since I got to speak at a church, the Goodlettsville Church of Christ, on their summer series, which is neat. They do a Tuesday summer series, so it doesn't interfere with any of the things that we have going on normally. And so...
it was really fun.
Yeah. It's always just fun to go around and meet new people, especially in this area.
I think it's fun to see like different church buildings.
Yeah.
And their setup and stuff.
Still love ours.
Yeah.
Makes me appreciate ours. Still fun. Yeah. We're very, very blessed with our church building. It was all done in pretty much one phase. So there's not any additions or anything. They had it planned out a long time ago to make it humongous. And so it is. But it gets used nonstop every day. We have a childcare and just things going on all the time. So we've been setting up lately. We have been getting set up all of our new Bible classes for our adults, which has been fun. I have a weird thing. I love arranging chairs in a room to be hipster. I try to be like, how can I have functional...
I really like your new setup.
How can I have functional space? Oh.
Are those for Wednesday
night? Steve walked in today, and he really liked the lecture style room. He was like...
The one with the curved chair?
No.
Or the
he
other
likes
one?
That. He likes the curve. He thought it was pretty cool, but he liked the one across the hall.
Oh, awesome. I did too.
He was like, oh, this is nice. And so I counted. We have 63 chairs in there.
Oh, wow.
Then we have 53 in the across the hall. Then we have 60 down the hall. And then there will be about 40-something further down the hall. And then we have the chapel. So, and I put up did you know that we're doing, okay, you know the little black magnet things that are on the doors, the glass doors?
Yes.
So we're doing those. I told you about that. We're doing those next to, so I put up three of them today.
Oh, good.
But they're bigger ones. That's why they've never been used. They're A4 paper, which is like legal size paper.
I thought A4 was just like the European version of 8.5 by 11.
It could be, but it's not 8.5 by 11.
Hmm.
It's bigger. It's a little bit longer. It's like 8.5 by 14, which is legal size paper. So we have those, which is fine. So, Crystal has... she made it on legal size paper and then cut them down.
Oh, okay.
And it's really cool. So we'll have descriptions of all the stuff going on. Yep. So, obviously you can hear a little baby. So now we're going to have to, well, not a baby.
She is a baby.
The Josie.
She is my baby.
The Josie Nato is about to say something. Okay, Josie, tell us something.
I get to.
What's your favorite part of the day?
That we get to play Barbies.
Hold on, you got to talk into the mic.
That we get to play with Barbies.
Okay. What did you get to do today?
Play with Barbies and color the Barbies.
Okay. What is Tuesdays?
Taco days.
Taco days? No, who did you get to see today?
Miss Marilyn.
Miss Marilyn, So Miss Marilyn, who is awesome. Everybody needs to have a Miss Marilyn in her life, their life, because I told her my no, don't touch it. No. So I told Miss Marilyn my vision for our Tuesday ladies class in the summer. And she was like, I will take care of the childcare.
So I get to do
She likes to touch all the buttons. There you go. What's that one? There's the laugh track. And then the last one. Yay! Clapping. So now she's got her... Josie likes to drink warm milk at night. And her sippy.
Now I get a... My half bottles at the night. At one night.
Yep. She has a routine in her life, but she gets to go to camp with us because Heather's going to be a counselor, and they, since this camp is a little bit more low key, they're like, so it's like third graders and above are the ages that are allowed to go, but younger kids can come as long as parents are going. So Josie's going to get to go, and she is really excited. The only thing is... What? She's really not?
No. Today, when I was trying to get her to try on her new shorts,
yeah,
she refused and said she was not going to camp.
That's funny.
Because she did not like those shorts.
But I found at the camp we're going to is pretty low key, and it made me more excited because I just want to go and chill and just enjoy summer camp. And yeah, so now... Our other child is downstairs, and she better go upstairs. Okay, Georgia's going to come say hi now. Okay, Georgia, say hi and tell us what your favorite thing was today about today. What was your favorite thing about today? Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Georgia, tell us.
Hanging out with Miss Marilyn.
Okay, tell us what your favorite Pokemon card is. What'd you pull the other day?
I pulled an Ethan Toho, and it is $142.
Yes. Well, it actually went up, and now it's $150.
Are you serious? We're selling that thing. $150 raw for the Ethan's Ho-Ho Pokemon card, full art.
Yep.
Ultra rare. Okay.
Good night.
Putting it on eBay. Good night. Love you. Sweet dreams. Good night. Love you. Sweet dreams.
I need to send all those off to get graded.
Oh, man, that is wild.
Mm-hmm.
She was really excited. What did we get that out of? Oh, we bought one of the...
Target.
We got the box of six packs. Is it Journey Together? No.
No. Destined Rivals.
Yeah, that's a good... I like Destined Rivals.
I do too. There's
two
full arts that I really like in it, and we haven't gotten them.
So Heather and I haven't gotten into our Lorcana back. We haven't gotten back to it lately, but...
Life's been busy.
We're about to. But here's the thing. Collecting Lorcana is not as fun as collecting Pokemon.
Pokemon is actually so much fun.
Because you're guaranteed at least a shiny card that's legit, or two shiny cards. But your pull rate, which is lingo for the easiness of getting a really rare card, is a lot higher with Pokemon than I feel like with Lorcana. Yeah. Lorcana's hard. Like, you are rarely going to pull... A fancy, like, we've pulled two, I think.
Well, we only have one enchanted.
Are you sure?
We have one enchanted. Oh. We have a Jasmine enchanted. And
I have a foil legendary. Yeah. Or we have a few of the foil legendaries. Yeah,
we have a few legendaries, but that's not cool. I want enchanted.
We have one legend. We have one enchanted. Wow.
I want the Aurora enchanted. Yeah. But or the Rapunzel one, but I mean...
We just saw somebody get the Rapunzel one. Shout out to Crystal. Well, her husband got it.
I know.
And gave it to her. But yeah. Oh, other news for all those Tennesseans out there. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say this. I put in for drawing a duck blind in Dover this week, which is great. I hope I draw it. That would be great. So Tennessee, I'm actually kind of down for it. Tennessee has a bunch of big public land waters around. Are you okay?
I'm itchy.
Okay. They have a bunch of big public land water sources around, like Real Foot Lake, which is famous. People have heard of that probably. But also Land Between the Lakes has Barkley Wildlife Management Area, which is a big swamp, wetland, crop fields area. And so what they do is they section out little areas and they put permanent blinds, permanent structures there for duck hunters to come in and hunt. Last year we hunted in Cheatham, which is near Nashville, and it was not good because it's kind of off the natural flyway. Dover is not, though. Dover is in the mix because you're not far from the Mississippi River. And, yeah.
You have fun with that.
Oh.
I will sleep in.
Oh. Well, the cool thing about it is we have a lot of groups that we know that are putting in for it. So hopefully people we know will draw. That'd be cool if we drew the first one. So, okay, listen to this. This is illegal by what I'm saying. But apparently, if you draw the number one blind, which is blind 19 at Barkley, you will have people contact you and pay you $20,000 cash.
Oh, I would take it.
Yeah, this is illegal. Highly illegal. You're not supposed to do that, but...
And by the girls, their minivan.
Yeah.
It's so funny. They love minivans.
Yeah. But apparently it's that good of a blind because it is a swamp.
How do I put in for these things?
You need to buy your waterfowl stamp. And
then I can put in for blind 19?
Yeah. Well, you need a group. you can put in for my... So you put it in part... Like, you're in groups, like... Group a party, so you can do parties of 4 to 8. So I had 4 guys, or actually 5 guys that signed up for it. It's application deadline's July 16th, and Nick is getting a bunch of people he works with and knows, and is putting in a bunch of people. But the other cool thing is there's like so many thousands of acres right there next to Barkley called LBL, Land Between the Lakes, which is all public land for deer hunting too. So my ideal day, and I've already talked to one of my buddies who's going to duck hunt with us this year, is I want to make the most of a day of hunting. So I'm going to take all my deer hunting stuff, put it in my truck, take all of my duck hunting stuff. And that way, when we get duck hunting, I just go deer hunting afterwards.
You have fun with that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about it.
And that is a long day.
Well, okay. Would you rather me drive an hour, go duck hunt, come back later that morning, and then go another day and spend?
No.
Or just spend one entire day?
One entire day.
See? And the other guy I'm going to go hunt with, Connor, he is in the same boat. He has a newborn baby, and his wife does not want him gone multiple days either. So, you can also hunt the base here, which I plan on doing too, which is closer. But I want to kill some deer this year. Load up my non-deep freezer that we have.
You have to start researching processors then.
I mean, there's a bunch around here. Nick knows a bunch.
I know, but I would research who has the best...
I don't know if this is a jalapeno cheddar deer sausage place. Who told me they have a bunch of processing stuff already?
I don't want people who process their own stuff.
Well, the thing is, you can process most of your own stuff.
I know, but I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm picky.
Yeah. Heather used to be raised in the country. We have cityfied ourselves over the years.
Just like...
We've ate too much gangster food. Like, too much just...
like tenderloins, that are wrapped in bacon and cheese or cream cheese and jalapenos.
Well, I can do that.
And then I like sausage.
Yeah.
Jalapeno cheddar sausage, and that is all. Okay. Those two things.
Okay. Perfect. So that's what we'll make. But yeah, I'm really excited. Maybe we'll draw a blind over there. If not, oh well. I have learned a lot of people in the congregation that have hunting places other places. So I'm hoping to shoot a deer with my bow this year. And then maybe shoot one with a rifle or let Georgia shoot one with a rifle.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
That would be.
I have a 350 Legend that she could shoot. And it would be... We need to go to a shooting range, though, and shoot it before she just goes out there and bam, and freaks out.
She could just use my little one.
Your little one is bigger than the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, your little... It may be little in size, but not in... But I also have that old 30-06, too. I've got some cool guns now.
Yeah.
We can start with the 22. The little bolt hatching. I'm serious. I would take out the 22, and then she could shoot the 5.56 that I have, NATO round, which is just the assault rifle I have. Then jump to the 350 Legend, which that would be pretty easy jumps because the 5.56 doesn't kick much. And then the 350 Legend doesn't kick much at all. Then you start going into like your 7mm 08 or odd 08. It gets a little bit more intense. And then you go to the 30-06. And it's a little, then you go to my big rifle, the 7mm, and it's, yeah, it's a little bit much. So she'd be able to shoot that 350 Legend. But we need like a blind that is like not overlooking 900 yards. Need to be in the mix with the deer.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in like a... I think Georgia would have fun in like a double ladder stand.
Mm.
Put a harness on her. Obviously.
I think she would suit better in a blind.
She does, but she gets so bored because she's like...
Take the video game.
Well, she tries to look around. And I think it'd be fun. Hey, it's fine. You'd be far enough away.
Yeah.
I don't know if she would climb a double ladder stand is the thing, though.
I don't know.
Be scary. Okay, we've gone 30 minutes, almost. 27:55.
I really 28. Want Casa d'Italia.
Casa d'Italia. Okay.
Isn't that what it's called?
What about for our anniversary this week? Next week. Our anniversary is on next Friday.
I really want Casa d'Italia.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called.
What Heather wants, Heather gets. I want that or Manzanillo's.
I don't want
Mexican. I don't want Mexican, but yeah.
For our anniversary, for real. Yeah. Mexican.
I'd rather go to the Black Horse place.
No, I don't want that either.
What Heather wants, Heather gets. Heard it here first, folks. I'm not a huge fan of
I have a Italian list food. Of places that are in Clarksville that I want to go to. Shelby's Trio. It's downtown. Casa d'Italia. And there was another one. A new one. Like the mailroom or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
It's the old post office downtown.
I don't remember if that was the one or if there was another one.
Oh, the Depot.
The Depot.
That's in Springfield, though.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
I want to go there, too.
What is this Friday?
But you know what's my favorite place so far?
What?
It's not even here. It's in Elkton. The soda shop.
Oh, that was fun.
That place was delicious.
Yeah, it was.
I want to go back. Josie didn't get to go with us.
Since we don't have just a whole lot of stuff going on this week, we should plan somewhere to drive to go eat.
Josie didn't get to go
either there. We drive to the Depot in Springfield, or we drive to Elkton to go to the soda shop, or we drive over to the... Who said there was a big nursery somewhere?
I don't remember. remember.
Somebody said there was a big nursery up in Kentucky somewhere.
I think it's the one we went to.
Yeah. Do you think they have any drift roses?
Fairview or something.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Yeah. It was a big Mennonite place.
I think it's the one we went to.
It wasn't that big of a nursery, though.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
I don't know. Totally different. You go into, like, Kentucky, and they have all these, like, little towns with beautiful town squares. And then here, Clarksville is just a massive city now. You don't have the small town vibe anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely not small town.
But Springfield has the depot, which is really phenomenal.
I'm going to compare.
I want to go out towards Dover
and the soda shop in Elkton.
Oh, that's not fair.
Which one I want to go to.
Soda shop is your, like, old school food. This depot is like.
It was the most delicious.
It was. But depot is like hipster, really good, like, delicious
new
style food.
It's the new Jurassic Park in theaters.
Well, how did that come about?
I was going to say, we could go see Jurassic Park for our anniversary and go out to eat.
Okay. That'd be fun. Where do we go out to eat? Casa d'Italia?
I mean, I really want to try it.
Okay.
It looks really good.
Yeah. So we'll just have to find a babysitter.
I can find one.
Okay. Deal.
Unless that's the week of Horizons.
It is the week of Horizons.
Then I will not find the babysitter.
Yes, you will. You got to look at old people. Old people are the best people. I'll tell you when Jurassic Park comes out. Is it Jurassic World Rebirth?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It comes out July 2nd. So tomorrow.
Oh.
Release date. There you go.
Does it say it's scary?
It says it is...
Not suitable for four-year-olds.
Yeah, not taking kids. It's PG-13.
Oh, okay.
We could do 3D. No.
No. I don't do 3D movies.
It's in the standard at Regal.
I don't like
Regal. Not Regal, Phoenix. We have this new... It's really fun. It was so clean. The seats were phenomenal.
It was clean until our kid came there.
Yeah. Dolby Atmos. I want to go see F1 the movie, though, too. What if you pick the place to eat and I pick the movie?
What is that?
It's like, it's with Brad Pitt, and it's a lot like, what is it?
Like Mission Impossible type
stuff? No, not Mission Impossible. What's the other one?
I don't know. Oh, Top Gun?
Yes. It's the makers of Top Gun gave Brad Pitt a movie, and it's all about racing, like F1 racing.
Why did they have to give Brad Pitt a movie?
Because they're both famous guys.
Is it because they're both old?
What did I call that movie?
It's F1.
PG-13. I have to do my plugged in stuff.
I feel like F1's going to have more things in it than we are going to want to
see. PG-13.
PG-13 is going to be rated R.
Oh, and dinosaurs eating people? F1 movie reviews. Way better reviews.
Oh.
It's a cinematic thrill ride. That's what somebody said.
What?
So Rotten Tomatoes gives Jurassic World a 5.3.
Out of what?
Or a 53% out of 100. They give the F1 the movie like an 82%. That'd be fun, dinner and a movie. We haven't done that in a long time.
I know.
That'd be super fun. Okay. Yeah. Cool beans, dinner and a movie. If you want to listen to this and call us and let us know you want to watch our kids. Thinking of somebody right now who's probably listening to this. Yep.
What?
I know somebody to tell.
You're so
see if
funny.
They'll ask our kid. Oh, by the way, we've been watching YouTube, and there's this guy
called Daily Max.
Daily Max. Okay, I can't just beware of watching with kid. I mean, he's. I've seen
I've only
maybe
heard him
one
say
time
a bad word once.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
And it was like a mild
20 hours of watching.
Yeah.
His videos. So he has two different style of videos on his Daily Max channel. One is him going to get shaves, haircuts, and head massages at these Indian barbers.
More like looks like he gets brutally beat.
Yeah. So the Indian head massage thing is really cool. But
no, it's not.
The
it's
other
terrifying.
Thing is
you leave when it, with a concussion.
He goes and eats at all these places.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks so good.
We love watching him go eat foreign
random
foods.
Food. Yeah.
And, like, he tells you what it is and stuff. And, yeah. like, India, they don't use utensils.
Yeah. They use their hand. They use rice. That's their utensil. Rice is, like, they put all their gravies and curries and stuff. And they mix it in with the rice, and the rice like soaks it up, and then it binds it together.
But they just keep giving you more of whatever you want,
yeah,
until
it's awesome.
You tell them no more.
I really want to go stay in India at one of these places called the Leela Palace.
Those
it's
are fancy.
Awesome. They're not even that expensive.
No.
Though there was one episode I watched where he's like, I'm staying here for $100. And it was like one of those rooms we've seen. And it's like,
wow.
Wow, the rupee is not worth anything because it'll be like
he shows you the prices.
Yeah, he's
of...
like, I paid 900 rupees for this, and it's like $5, $5 US.
Yeah, like everything is so
cheap
yeah. for when you translate it back to our money.
Yeah, so
it's kind of crazy.
It is. It's very crazy.
But there's lots of things over there that I would eat.
Yeah. Maybe we can find it over here so we don't have to go over there.
Uh-huh. We can just go to... We Indian. Live next
paneer.
To it.
Paneer. I want to go eat paneer.
We've had paneer.
Yeah, we had the little paneers, but I want to yeah. eat the big ones.
You
that
want
he
the
was
fried
eating.
Paneer?
Yeah. He was eating some Mondo paneers.
Yeah, that stuff looks good.
And
the kova stuff.
Whatever.
Like
lots
sweet,
of stuff.
Sweet bread, non crepe
yeah.
looking things.
Yeah. He's eating a bunch of stuff. Okay, cool. So we are gonna call it a night tonight since it's 8:55 and I have a bedtime that I have to keep, which is I don't know when. But I'm ready to go to bed. And okay. Be positive to people in your life. Have fun. Enjoy.
Eat good food.
Eat good food. Have good conversations. Study your Bibles. Pray every day. And you'll grow, grow, grow. if you forget to read your Bibles and neglect to pray, you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. So, I love that song. Oh, and I'm not doing chapel this week.
Oh, wow.
Because I have double duty next week since Cliff will be gone.
Oh.
Little kids, if you do chapel for childcare, you are a superhero, and it's so cool. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye.